Boker Tov, everyone. We are on Simin Kuf Yud. We're starting Simin Kuf Yud, page 276. Okay, we are going to get to Bezrat Hashem next time about Tfilas Aderach, which is also connected to the Simin. But before we get to that, we have a few halachas that are not as well known as, let's say, Tfilas Aderach. And it comes from the Gemara, or already from the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. In Maseches Brachos, the Gemara tells us that, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there are sometimes you could say a Me'ein Shmon Esre. Okay, what does it mean of Me'ein Shmon Esrei? Me'ein Shmon Esrei is, it's like a shortened version of Shmon Esrei, similar to where else do we have a Me'ein? We have a Me'ein Shalosh. Me'ein Shalosh is what we call Al Michya, or Al Geffen. That is a Me'ein Shalosh, Me'ein Berkas HaMazon. Three brachas of Berkas HaMazon. That is the Me'ein of it. It's a shortened version of Berkas HaMazon. That's what really Al Michya is. So too, the Mishnah tells us there's certain times where you can say a shortened version of Shmon Esrei. Okay, the Gemara then on Kaf Tes Amud Aleph tells us what this is. Okay, it goes through the whole Nusach over here, and I'll just read it inside over here. My main Shmon Esrei, Rabba my main Kol Bracho Bracho, Shmuel Amar. And this is how we paskin. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu. Say Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu, as the Pesukim write, you first say the first three brachos of Shmon Esrei. First three brachos you go ahead and say, and then in all the middle brachos of Shmon Esrei you say Avineinu Hashem Elokeinu Ledas Darkecha. That's Keneged Atachonein. Every part of the bracha is going to be like three words Keneged each bracha Shmon Esrei. Umol Avineinu Lirasecha V'tislanu V'tislachlanu Liot Geulim V'rechaknu Mimcham Machoveinu V'dashneinu V'notzartzecha V'nufotzeteinu Mi'arba Tikabetz V'atoi Maltatecha Yishbetu V'al Rishayim Tanif Yadecha V'yismichu Tzadiki בבניין עירך ובתיקון היכלך ובצמיחס קרן לדוד עבדך ובריחס נר לבן ישי משיחך תרם נקרא ואתה תענה ברוך אתה השם שומע תפילה. We end up with the bracha ברוך השם שומע תפילה, and you have now said in those three sentences all of the middle brachos of Shmon Esrei, and then you continue ritzei until the end of Shmon Esrei. That is the Havineinu, the shortened version of Shmon Esrei. Okay, so the Mishnah says that you're really allowed to say this. However, the next line in the Gemara tells us that Abaye was light. Where is this exactly? Okay, very shortly afterwards, it says that Abaye used to curse people, used to say the bracha of Havineinu. And therefore, the Poskin, that this whole bracha of Havineinu is only when it's Shas Dechak. And that's how we Paskin over here in Shulchan Aruch. B'Shas Dechak. If he's on the derech or he's in a makom who's tarred, it's going to be difficult for him to say a whole Shmon Esrei. And he sees he's not going to be able to have kavana to say a whole tefillah. After the first three brachas, you say Avineinu. And you say the Gimel Achronos afterwards. There's certain halachas though in Havineinu that we don't find in Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei, learn earlier on, if you're not able to stand up, you're bidi avid, you're allowed to sit down. For Havineinu, you're not allowed to sit down, you have to stand up for the Shmon Esrei. Ukshiagila beit, when you get to your house, ain sarach lachzor lipal. This is considered as if you davened already. You don't have to then say a full Shmon Esrei, even if you get back to your house while it is still zman tefillah. We'll come back to this halacha in 1 second. You're not allowed to say, you can only say Havineinu in the summer months where we don't say V'tein Talam V'tali Bracha, and you're not allowed to say in a Motzei Shabbos when you have to say Havdalah. Okay, then you say Havdalah in Shmon Esrei, that you're not allowed to say Havineinu. So so we see over here there is this halacha in Shulchan Aruch Havineinu, but if you look throughout, at least in the sitters that I've seen, you don't find this tefillah anywhere, this bracha of Havineinu. In certain cases, it seems like it would be a good thing to rely on. So, the Bir Halacha basically says over here, in Dimras Oshalo Yochol, he says, Ukayom ein nogin lipal Havineinu machmas atirdo. We don't say Havineinu machmas atirdo anymore. Why not? So he gives one time over here, you can look to the beginning, but I believe the most important chash of time over here is the second reason, the Bir Halacha. It's also brought down to the Halacha Brewer, this reason. He says, Inami, the last two lines. He says, Mivneishim banu lekatzer katzer. If we would allow people to do Havineinu, do a katzer Shmon Esrei, kehayom machmas tirda, lo nitpal li olam tefila shlema, mivnei rova tirda, babu noseinu arabi. He says, this is time that the Chavetz Chaim talking, okay, this is already 100 plus years ago. He says, then nowadays there's so much tirda in the world. There's so many things that people are busy with that everyone knows that we would forget the whole Shmon Esrei. People would stop saying Shmon Esrei altogether and they would only come to say Havineinu. And therefore, Therefore, that's why the minhag developed that we stopped saying Havineinu, because Kal v'chomer in our generation, people are always running to this place, running to that place, running to this place. They wouldn't make it to Shul, they wouldn't make it to go ahead and say a whole Shemin Esrei, and therefore we would lose out on the whole Shemin Esrei, and therefore we stopped really saying Havineinu. Marino Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul did say, in certain Shastachak situations, you should have Havineinu. It would be a good thing. Write down the Nosach for yourself. What would be a case like this? Like it says in the Mishnah Berurah over here, the Mishnah Berurah does see me down and see cut an olive. He says only b'shas dechak. He first says of a low b'shas dechak. I'm gemar that by light the man dipal avinu. If it's not shas dechak, a person gets cursed for saying avinu. So that's another reason why we have to be very careful. If someone goes says avinu when it's not really shas dechak, so then you get some type of curse, which is not something that we are looking for.
Shas dechak in the winter, you don't say avinu.
Even shas dechak in the winter, the Yerushalmi says yes, but we don't pass not like the Yerushalmi. Shas dechak in the winter, you can't say avinu because you can't say. We'll get to the second why we can't. I just said v'tein talmud tali bracha, but okay. It says over here. Oh, umi kol makom says the Mishnah Berurah. B'diavad yotzei v'ein tzarich lasa. Even if he did not daven b'shas dechak, he would be diavad to be yotzei. V'eli rabba machmer afilu b'diavad. The rabbi holds if you daven havineinu shelo b'shas dechak, even b'diavad you are not yotzei or shemen esrei. However, it says v'katuv achronim dimroash azman tefila al veres imit palu aruka. If you have mamish 1 minute till end of zman tefila, okay, let's say you only 1 minute and you know you cannot say the Shemon Esrei, even if you daven pretty quick, you will not be able to finish it. Motor lechatchilo li palu avinenu v'hainu b'yamas lecham. If it's a summer month, you could go ahead and say havinenu. So this is a good thing for one to have in his pocket to know about havinenu, that in certain situations we have another choice that he could go ahead and daven havinenu. We said before you have to do it standing up, and we said there's only certain times of the year you're allowed to say it. Why only at certain times of the year you're allowed to say it? Oh, before we get to that one last thing, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul points out very importantly, a lot of cases you're very busy and you have to run out, you have an emergency. Or even if it's not such an emergency, you can't stay for the end of the tefillah. What do you have to stay for? So Rav Nevin Saul brings down over here, Dibur Masel B'Shas. He says, Adam Shenel Atzikatzer B'Tefillah. So someone who is forced to have to Mekatzer his tefillah, Yitpal B'Lacha Shimatzibur B'Minyin, V'Yomer Tachnun B'Yom Shomarim. You have to say, Elishman Esrei, Tachnun, days you say Tachnun. V'Acher Kach Yetzei, at that point, he is allowed to leave B'Dievet if he has no other choice. V'Yim Yuchol Yishar Gan L'Kedusha L'Amin, Shal HaKal HaKadosh. We could stay for Kedusha and the Amin for HaKal HaKadosh. That would be better. However, im yitziyato tafriya letzibor. But if you know by you leaving, you're either going to be mafriya the tzibor, oh, she yilbun to be menel lezalzel b'chazar sashas, or you're afraid they're going to look at you and they're going to learn that one can be mezalzel and chazar sashas, yit palo b'yachidus. It's better to daven b'yachidus in this case than people to learn to be mezalzel in chazar sashas. And that's what it's over. So why can't you daven havineinu b'yamotza gishami lo motzei Shabbos yantiv? And it goes like this: the Rabbeinu Yonah and the end of Misa and Sechas Brachas on this Gemara that explains that anything that is a me'ain of anything else, a me'ain Shemon Esrei, this is just a kitzer version of Shemon Esrei. The only thing that you can mekatzer is something that is a bracha in of itself. Okay, a tachonin on that's its own bracha. You can mekatzer tachonin. Okay, al tzadikim is its own bracha. You can mekatzer al tzadikim. However, anything that's not its own bracha, you are not allowed to mekatzer. And therefore, since v'tein talam tali bracha is not its own, it's not a, you can't mekatzer that, and you can't mekatzer. It's not a bracha. Tachon and tana on motzei Shabbos. It's not its own bracha. We stick it in the middle of a bracha, but it's not its own bracha. You are not allowed to go ahead and mekatzer it, and you cannot add it in havinu. As opposed to yala v'yavo. Is a kitzer bracha. Okay, it's not a kitzer bracha. We don't say it in bracha form. But we do know if one forgets Yalav Yavo and he has not started the next bracha, at least in benching, we know that Yalav Yavo can turn into a bracha form. So therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah points out that's why, in let's say Alamichya, you're allowed to add in Yalav Yavo. Okay, and we've mentioned in Alamichya. Why? Because it could turn into a bracha. Same thing with Tzeilach Litzeinu, could turn into a bracha if you forget Ritzei. And you remember before you start the next bracha, in benching, it could turn into a bracha. And therefore, you're allowed to add it. But things that are not brachas themselves, you cannot add in. That's why we don't say Havdalah. That's why you can't add in Havdalah in Havineinu Amotzei Shabbos. That's why you're not allowed to say it during the winter months, because they're not brachas in themselves. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah. And it explains, Amavin Yavin will understand, that's why we don't add in Alanisim in Alamichya. Because Alanisim, it's not its own bracha. And therefore, you cannot add it in a Me'ain Shalosh. Okay? It doesn't ever, it never takes form of a bracha Alanisim. And therefore, it cannot be put in. Beis. Ha'poalim, and this is also a very important, most of this comes up over in the Shulchan Aruch, how one has to yimakid when someone is working for someone else on your employee's time. Okay? If you're working for someone else and you're on the clock, you have to be very careful. Ha'poalim shosim malachay tzol ba'al ha'bayis. Ha'poal, a worker, is doing work for the ba'al ha'bayis. So im eino notin lam schar chutz misudasan. If his whole wage that he gets for working is that he provides for him food, he gives him breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or just lunch, whatever it might be, mitpalin shmonesri. This worker is not meshubah to his employer as much, and therefore he's allowed to daven shmonesri. Aval ein yordlin fnei ha'tayim v'nosin ka'pem. But he's still not allowed to... He can't be the chazin, and he cannot do bir haskan. He's going to have to leave earlier in order to go back to work. But if he also gets a wage, he also makes money off what is in there. He doesn't just get food. This worker, he shouldn't daven mincha. He shouldn't daven marv. He shouldn't daven shachris if he's on the clock. Rather, what should he do? He should daven, like we said in Seif Aleph, he should daven havineinu. That is the halacha was back in the day. Okay, that just gives the mindset of what workers did. They were so meshubah to their time. Then again, said, really, I got a couple minutes to eat, maybe. Other than that, they were on the clock. They were expected to work. And so the mechaber then says, Va'idna, however, nowadays, or the time of the Beis Yosef, ain't derech lahakbid b'kach, we are not so makbid on this anymore. When we stomach died to the hachim, askir no tam shepalish when asking one person who hires them, okay, at least for a Jewish worker, they are assumed that they're going to have to, they're going to daven shmonas, right? And therefore, even if someone's working for Kohen, nowadays it's a known thing that people get breaks. If you get a lunch break, so you usually get an hour lunch break. You don't need an hour for lunch. So daven mincha during your hour lunch break. If you don't have this lunch break, so then you have to make katz, so you can't go ahead and daven. You have to get permission from the boss. The boss gives you permission, no problem. But if not, that you're not allowed to go ahead and daven and do other things on the clock when you're being paid to be working during this time. As the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, this is not only a din in Shmoneh Esrei nowadays, but the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Yud Beis, Vu Adin Kol Nusach Atfilah B'Shar Kol Shar Kol Adam. Nowadays, Lach is, you daven like every other person. That's why they have Baruch Hashem, have beautiful mincha minyanim in the cities, in New York City, Chicago, whatever big towns they have minyanim for the business people. Go ahead and be able to go ahead and have mincha minyans at the office a lot of times. Mara minyans and chakras minyans and shiurim and all these other great things that people could do during their lunch break. So that is what the mechaber says over here. Kavach Homer. If this is what the din is by Shmoneh Esrei. So to be on the computer and doing your own private things when you're on the clock, that's Kal V'Chomer. That is, mom is cheating your boss. Your mom is stealing from your boss. That is not okay to play solitaire, to check your emails. Okay, whatever it is. Whatever is makubal and it's a known thing that you're allowed to, so then you're allowed to do. But many things that people are doing, even though a lot of people are doing it, does not mean that it's a correct thing to do. And someone has to be very careful when it comes to, you're talking about Mamish, Gneva Gazela over here, be very careful when one is working for someone else to make sure that he's putting in his all and not cutting off time. Gimel. So that was what we talked about, Tefillah Me'ein Shmanasi. That's Havinein. The Gemara then goes on Kaftas and Kaftas Amabez and tells us there's even, also based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions it. But it says that sometimes, even if you don't have enough time to say Avineinu, it's such a Shastachak, you could do what we call a Tefillah Katsara. A Tefillah Katsara. So that's a Machlokas in the Gemara. What is the Nusach of this Tefillah Katsara? However, he brings down many opinions, and the Gemara paskins like Acherim over here. And Acher says like this, Acherim Omri. Sarchei Amcha Yisrael Merubim. Okay, the needs of Klai Yisrael are a lot. V'daitam Katsar, and they don't have a lot of das. Yiratzon Milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetitein Lach L'Kol Echad V'Echad K'dei Parnasaso. Okay, U'L'Kol Gvia Gvia De Machzaro. Everyone should have all their needs. Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Atfila. That's it. Sarchei Amcha Merubim. Okay, this is when it's Mamash Shastachak. What is this Mamash Shastachak? So the Mechaber says over here, Ha'holich b'makom gedudei chayav lisin. You're walking in a very dangerous area. There's wild animals, or there's armed bandits. You're walking through very dangerous neighborhoods, and you don't have time. You don't have time to go ahead and pause for great amounts of time in order to go ahead and daven Shmoneh Esrei or even Havineinu. So what do you do? Mitpalot tzarchi amcha merubim. So the nusach once again is not here in the mechaber, but that's the nusach. You look in the Gemara and Brachos, kaftas and beis das of achirim over here. That's the nusach that we have for tzarchi amcha merubim. Once again, for some reason, it's not in the sitters, but it's a good thing to have because you soon see maybe there's some times in our lives we might have to rely on it. Okay, but over here, the halachas over here are different than even Havinenu. Over by Havinenu, we say you first start with the first three, and then you say the last three, and you just say Havinenu in the middle. Over here, you don't say the first three and the last three. Veinu tzarech lo legimla rishonos, v'lo legimla achronos. You don't say the first three, you don't say the last three. Umit palato b'derech k'shuma halach. Over here, you do it down while you're walking. Because over here, what's the case? He's mamish afraid for his life. He doesn't have time to pause or anything. He's not at a place that you're going to stop. Okay, so therefore he goes while he's walking. If he's able to stand up, better to stand up. Over here, though, this is much different than Havinenu. By Havinenu, since it's a main Shemoneh Esrei, you're Yotzei Tefillah by saying it. Over here, you're not even Yotzei Tefillah. Okay, you're Yotzei, saying a bakasha. We want to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we davened him, and therefore not show him, but we want to have this relationship, so we do davened him. But that's, you're not Yotzei Tefillah when you say it's Tzarchei Amcha Merubim, and therefore, Kishiyagili Shuv, when you get to out of the bad neighborhood, V'tizkar Daito, and therefore he says Yishuv Adas right now, Chozer Mipal Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei Bracha, he's going to have to go back and then daven Shemoneh Esrei because he wasn't Yotzei his Tefillah the first time. V'mochazel, if he does not go back and daven, or let's say by the time he gets to the neighbor where it's safe already. He ran out of his man tefillah already is over. Havi kilu shachal yipalu gamri. It's like he forgot to daven. Then he spiral also in kuv chas. We all know the halacha over there. What's the halacha? He'll have to daven tashlumin at minchor, tashlumin at marav, whenever is the tefillah that he missed out. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, a halachic application where this would apply nowadays. He says, Hu adin, and diras aholich, ba'anchi sava, b'tzava be'krav. When you're fighting a war, and the army, obviously if he's mamish with the terrorists, and he's shooting at the time, he's not going to be saying this. But if he's mamish inside of a war, nothing is happening right now, per se. But he's got to be alert at all times, so he could rattle off Tzarchei Amcha Merubim, and at least do some type of tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu at this time. If he doesn't know this nosach, so he should say some other nosach, at least that he is davening to Hashem. So that would be for someone who's going to the army. O b'chola sheini yocholit palal. Or for a chola who's unable to daven, his mom is so sick that he can't stand up and say Havinenu, and he can't say for sure Shemoneh Esrei. So at least say Tzarchei Amcha Merubim. He did say something. So those would be two cases where Venera. Dasher Lomar Tefillizim Welcome Arvis Shachris Amincha. Says Rav Nevinzal, you could say this in the place of Shachris Arvis Amincha. Right. Once again, it's not in the place because he would still have to daven if he started feeling better or he got out of the war, whatever it might be. Okay, but Yom Kippur, Malcolm Ne'ilah, and Yom Kippur, even Malcolm Ne'ilah. If he's so sick in bed, let's say, he's fasting, he's so sick, he can't get out to daven, so he could say, Tzarchei Amcha Merubim, Avolov Malcolm Musaf, but not on Musaf. Okay, and then he goes on, maybe on Shabbos, you shouldn't do it because maybe this is like a Bahu Lai, Ain La Amra Kal, but Shabbos, Yantav, Yom Kippur, Hov, Ain Tfilas, Yom Ne'ilah, Bakash, Tzrachim El Shevach. You don't ask for your own needs during this time, and therefore perhaps he says that on Shabbos, Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, you would not go ahead and say it. So that is the difference over here between Havinenu and this bracha of Tzarchei Amcha Merubim. The difference are very, very striking. One is a good Shemoneh Esrei. It's a main Shemoneh Esrei, Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei. One, you are not Yotzei or Shemoneh Esrei. In most times, we do not rely on these things nowadays. However, the Malkum of Tzarchei, either. In all these examples that we brought, it's important to know these halachas in order that there are other ways if one is not able to dive in his whole Shemoneh Esrei. Adkan for today.